talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Charleston Fall Home Show, and Charleston's online home show, CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com. This is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
At first I was afraid, I was petrified. I kept thinking I could never live without you by my side. But then I spent so many nights just thinking how you'd done me wrong. I grew strong, I learned how to get along. And so you're back from outer space. I just walked in to find you here without that look upon your face. I should have changed my coffin lock. I would have made you leave your key if I'd have known for just 1 second you'd be back to bother me. Oh, now go walk out the door, just turn around. Now you're not welcome anymore. Weren't you the one who tried to break me with desire? Did you think I'd crumble? Did you think I'd lay down and die? Oh, not I will survive. Yeah, as long as I know how to love, I know I'll be alive. I've got all my life to live. I've got all my love to give. I will survive.
Good afternoon, and welcome to a very special edition of Talking About a home show on the radio. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and we are coming to you from the North Charleston Convention Center, where the Charleston Fall Home Show is underway, and we hope that everyone can get a chance to come to the Charleston Fall Home Show today. Show hours today run until 6 p.m., and starting at 2 o'clock, admission drops to $2 per person. So great value, free parking all weekend long, and we've got plenty of things going on today. But before I get into that, this week's home theme song is "I Will Survive" by Cake, and we play that song the weekend of every home show that we have. It's a tribute to our hardworking staff here at Charleston Home and Design Magazine, because we certainly will survive. And also special thanks to today's show producer, Ebony Ellis. In addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. And you may also be familiar with our two custom home shows, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which happens every January, and the Charleston Fall Home Show, which is going on right now. So you've got plenty of time to come by the Charleston Fall Home Show. It's at the Charleston Area Convention Center in North Charleston. And free parking, and admission is $7 per person. But at 2 o'clock, we reduce it to $2 per person. Today's show, we're going to listen to a few interviews a couple of the sponsors of the Charleston Fall Home Show. We're going to be hearing from Brian Vogt with Pro Green Charleston Synthetic Turf Systems. Also, Seth Newman with Port City Elevator, and also Chris Doris with Shelf Genie. And thank you to Pro Green Charleston Synthetic Turf Systems and Port City Elevator, and also Shelf Genie for being sponsors of the Charleston Fall Home Show, in addition to Generator Superstore, HWC Custom Cabinetry, Y1025, the radio station, News Radio 94.3 WSC, ABC News 4, and Charleston Home and Design Magazine. Well, we have got a lot going on for you this weekend at the Charleston Fall Home Show. No matter what kind of project you have, big or small, you definitely want to carve out a little bit of time to come to the show this weekend, and you will be able to meet your next contractor. We've got a great lineup of vendors that have given up their weekend to talk to you, to offer you expert advice. And they are eager to talk to you. They're motivated to talk with you. Sometimes contractors don't always call you back. These local contractors, these local A-list contractors are very, very motivated to work with you. So come on down to the Charleston Fall Home Show today until 6 o'clock. Free parking. And after 2 o'clock, admission's only $2. And then show hours on Sunday are 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. And the first 300 guests to walk through the doors starting at 11 will receive a free $20 Lux Pro flashlight. This is a serious flashlight. It's very slim, but heavy duty and a great quality flashlight. And that's from Lowe's Home Improvement in West Ashley and also ABC News 4. And this is a promotion we're doing with ABC News 4 and Lowe's because of hurricane season. So be one of the first 300 families through the door tomorrow starting at 11 o'clock, and you'll get a free $20 flashlight. Huh? You can't beat that. And then at 2 o'clock on Sunday, same as today, admission drops from $7 per person to $2 per person. And you can purchase tickets on charlestonfallhomeshow.com, charlestonfallhomeshow.com. Let me give you kind of a quick rundown of some of the events that we've got going on today. Already underway is the book signing and Q&A with New York Times bestselling author Mary Alice Monroe. And that goes until about 2 o'clock today. And then also starting at 2, we have another seminar, The Global Design World with Zuma Imports. And then at 3 o'clock, a color seminar with Sherwin Williams. And so all of the seminars are free of charge. And you can come out, and as you walk through the doors of the Charleston Fall Home Show, we're going to give you a free Charleston Home and Design magazine, which happens to have Mary Alice Monroe on the cover. And so you can walk right over to her and get her autograph. And also we purchased 30 of her new books, and we're doing a silent auction for those books, auctioning them off. And they're all autographed by Mary Alice Monroe. So put a bid in, and you might walk home with a hand autographed book by Mary Alice Monroe, her brand new book. On Sunday, we've got Steps to Creating Your Dream Kitchen with Alyssa D'Amelio of D'Amelio Design, and that's at noon. Also, a local artist panel with Carrie Davis, John Duckworth, and Sam Sidney. That's at 2 o'clock on Sunday. And then wrapping things up will be the Nantucket Splatter Painted Floors, a demonstration by Kevin Kalman of Kalman Construction. And this is he did this demonstration earlier today, and it's really interesting, a great option for to use on your floors. So big show going on this weekend. We want everybody to come out to the show, and free parking, as I mentioned, all day today and tomorrow. And let's listen into our first interview of the day with Brian Vogt with ProGreen Charleston Synthetic Turf Grass. And joining us on the phone right now is one of the sponsors of the Charleston Fall Home Show, Brian Vogt with ProGreen Synthetic Turf Systems. How are you doing, Brian?
I'm doing well, Tim. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Brian, take a moment and tell our listeners all about ProGreen Synthetic Turf.
Absolutely. So we are a local company here in Charleston. We serviced most of the greater Charleston area. We've also done projects up to Myrtle Beach, down to Hilton Head, Bluffton area, and then as far into Columbia as well. But we're a manufacturer direct turf manufacturer and installer. So we're kind of turnkey, which it's, sets us apart from any other company here in Charleston that's doing turf.
What do you mean by that, turnkey?
Turnkey from start to finish with your project. So we'll start, obviously, on the manufacturing side, where we're actually taking it from a plastic pellet, extruding it into yarn, taking that yarn, tufting it into turf. That happens in two plants we have that are located in Alabama and Georgia. And then it gets shipped to Charleston, where we actually bring it out and install it in your yard. So we do backyard residential, putting greens, landscape turf, commercial settings, dog kennels, dog runs. We've done outdoor areas for cities, whether it's outside a brewery or a restaurant. There's just a host of different areas that turf can be installed.
Good deal. So who is a typical customer for Pro Green synthetic turf? Like what are the needs typically of a homeowner who contacts Pro Green and wants to wants synthetic turf in their yard versus natural grass?
So we see a host of different reasons, I would say, whether it's, you know, shade from large trees where people just can't grow grass, or the turf in their backyards getting beat up from dog traffic, or, you know, kids playing on it. So or it just, you know, people have a hard time growing grass here with the amount of insects and disease related issues. It takes a lot to maintain natural grass. And sometimes people just don't have the time or means to do it.
And they've probably already invested a lot of time and money in trying to grow grass in whatever spot that they have and have experienced some problems. Is that right?
Oh yeah, that's absolutely correct. Also, you know, this is a water saving issue. So if you're on a, if you have an irrigation system, or if you're just running a sprinkler in your yard, typically most people are paying for city water and city sewer. So the cost alone right there, some people's water bill, just depending on the size of the property, but it could be several hundred dollars a month. So we're seeing some of that being recouped with synthetic. Obviously, you don't need to water it. So there's some benefits to that as well.
Yeah, and the same water that's coming out of the sprinkler heads in your yard, if you do have an irrigation system, that's the same water that's coming out of your tap at home that you can drink. And so it's you're paying it's a high dollar cost for that water, versus some people are lucky enough to have a well that they can use to water their grass, but that's usually people in the in rural areas, right?
That's correct. Yeah, most residential areas that we service, they typically don't have a well unless it's a, you know, a large acre of a property, or if they have a pond or something else they're irrigating out of.
Right. And synthetic turf grass has really, really taken some leaps and bounds compared to, you might be walking through Lowe's, for example, and on the back wall, they've got some of that AstroTurf, that neon green stuff that people have seen over the years, and the synthetic turf from Pro Green is completely different from that, right?
Absolutely. So it's not a very, very short pile height. We actually have several different types of landscape grass. They start at about an inch and an eighth tall and go up to over 2 inches. So pile height definitely changes. We're also integrating between 2 and 4 colors in the turf itself. So we have some browns and some beige and a couple different green colors. So we're kind of breaking up the turf to make it look less fake in a way, to where it's one color, it's a multitude of colors. So there's been several yards that we've done, even in front yards, that during the growing season when grass is green, natural grass is green, I think it's hard for some people, if they were driving by, to even notice if it was real or fake.
Mm-hmm. And installing this synthetic grass that because occasionally you'll see synthetic turf being for sale. I think at one point one of the Sam's or Costco was selling some, but it's really not a do-it-yourself project. There's a lot of prep work that goes into the space before the synthetic turf grass is installed, correct?
That is correct. We typically use a rock drainage beneath the turf. So a typical backyard, depending on what's surrounding the turf area that would meet up to the turf, we may, in some instances, need to remove 3 or 4 inches of soil and sod, you know, prior to the rock going down, the turf going on top. So it is quite a bit of a process, and it does take some time. And, you know, getting rid of all of that soil and topsoil is a task in it alone. So for most homeowners, depending on the size, you know, I think a project maybe 200 to 300 square feet, somewhere in that range, could be DIY. Anything larger than that is going to require, you know, some larger trucks and trailers to remove that that amount of material.
Yeah, because the synthetic turf grass comes in rolls, and it's extremely heavy and cumbersome, and there's also depending on your on the backyard or the space that it's going into, it might require a matching up seams. And how does ProGreen do that to the point where you don't see a seam in your backyard? It all blends naturally.
So yes, there's two different types of seams. The more traditional side seam, we use a seam cloth and a special adhesive to adhere both of those pieces together. There's definitely some techniques to seaming to make the turf basically appear as one whole panel. So that's definitely something if it's your first time doing it, can be rather difficult, especially if you're dealing with, say, a 30-foot panel. Trying to move that can be cumbersome. You know, most of our crews are between 4 and 6 guys, so it takes a fair amount of people to get all this stuff in place.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's true. And you have issues. So one of the reasons why the grass may have died at somebody's house to begin with they may have some drainage issues and where there's standing water and things like that. So ProGreen may have to. Do you get out that laser kind of shows the pitch necessary in order to make sure that that the backyard is graded before you put down that ProGreen synthetic turf?
Absolutely. Definitely on larger jobs when we need to make sure that the grade is going away from, say, your house. We obviously don't want water going back towards the house, but on larger jobs, yes, we do use a laser level. Most smaller residential, I would say less than 1,000 square feet, can be done very easily. But the drainage, from a drainage aspect, this is going to significantly increase draining and drainage in your backyard. We've also built up some backyards that maybe had a swale going through the middle of their backyard, you know, through their neighbor's yard and continue down to where we've been able to actually flatten it out with adding more rock. So everything's going to drain vertically through the turf, through the rock, and then hit your subgrade and go from there. So in some instances, it's actually basically gave someone their backyard back, if you will, so they don't have a huge slope. So, you know, whether they allowed to be able to put a playset out there because it's a flat and level area, or, you know, just to have an area that you can set up cornhole or whatnot. So it's actually made a useful area that once before wasn't.
What do your customers typically tell you as far as having the ProGreen synthetic turf systems installed in their backyard?
Most say I should have done this a long time ago before I've, you know, resodded 2 to 3 times. You know, it's spent some cost, and you know, especially if you're putting in an irrigation system. You know, sometimes that they could have paid for this, you know, 5 years ago without going through all of the natural remedies.
Right, right. And Brian, I mentioned to our listeners that we're very proud to have ProGreen Charleston Synthetic Turf Systems as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Fall Home Show. And the show's coming up two weekends from now, August 27th through the 29th. And thanks so much to ProGreen Charleston for being a sponsor. And what will you be talking about and showing attendees at the Charleston Fall Home Show coming up?
Absolutely. We're looking forward to the show. We're going to have, obviously, turfs and turf samples out so we can actually show what our products look like in person so people can feel them, touch them, walk on them. We'll also have another proprietary product that we have, a cooling infill that we'll be showing. We have, like, a heat lamp set up so we can show you what traditional synthetic turf versus our cooling infill, temperature-wise, what it's going to feel like. So I think that'll be a good thing to showcase as well. We're going to have a few of our staff there at the show to hopefully answer any questions anyone has and hopefully get some leads and future projects out of it.
Good deal. Well, in the meantime, how can folks get in touch with ProGreen Charleston Synthetic Turf Systems?
Yeah, first you could go to ProGreen.com. That's our website. We do have a Charleston location. We have many other locations throughout the U.S. as well. But you can simply call our office. Our office number is 843-494-5092.
All right. And what's the web address again?
It's ProGreen.com.
ProGreen.com. All right. And I watched an excellent video on the ProGreen.com website yesterday, and it talked to interviewed an Isle of Palms homeowner that was very pleased to have the ProGreen Charleston synthetic turf installed in his backyard. So definitely check that out. And come out and meet Brian at the Charleston Fall Home Show, August 27th through the 29th. And you can get all your questions answered at the show as well. So we have been talking to Brian Vogt with ProGreen Charleston Synthetic Turf Systems, one of the sponsors of the Charleston Fall Home Show. Thanks so much, Brian.
Thank you, Tim. We'll look forward to seeing everyone.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and we are coming to you from the Charleston Fall Home Show. It's happening right now at the North Charleston Convention Center in near the Tanger Outlets in North Charleston. We have free parking all day today, the show is well underway, and we've got lots of exciting seminars coming up. We just spoke with Brian Vogt with ProGreen Charleston Synthetic Turf Systems. That was an interview that we did with him a week or two ago. We're very proud to have ProGreen Charleston as one of the sponsors of the show this weekend, the Charleston Fall Home Show. And we'll be hearing from a couple of other sponsors coming up here in a minute, but I just wanted to give you some quick details on today's show. We had our promotion this morning where we gave away 200 free Tervis tumblers to the first 200 families who came to the show, and that was very successful. We've got the free design consultations with architects and interior designers going on right now. And so if you would like to sit down and discuss your project for free with a professional interior designer or an architect, come to the Charleston Fall Home Show, and we will work you in. These are very popular. The slots always fill up. And just come to the show and let one of the Charleston Home and Design Magazine staff know that you'd like to get a free design consultation. And those go on all afternoon. We've got the Mary Alice Monroe appearance today, and the silent auction for 30 of her autographed books is continuing to go on. And so if you're a Mary Alice Monroe fan, she's a New York Times best-selling author. She's authored 25 or 30 books. Lives on Isle of Palms. She's on the cover of the Charleston Home and Design Magazine summer issue that we are giving out to people who are coming to the show right now. and she'll be speaking shortly. And then we've also got the silent auction going on, where you can make a bid for one of 30 different autographed Mary Alice Monroe books, and if you're the top bidder, you'll get that book. We want you to come to the Charleston Fall Home Show, mostly because you're going to meet your next contractor here at the show. And I've talked to a lot of homeowners this weekend already who've said that they have a lot of projects that they want to get done around the house, and they've had trouble making contact and getting in touch with different contractors. Well, come to the Charleston Fall Home Show this weekend, and you will be able to, in the span of about the amount of time that it takes to go out to dinner, maybe dinner and a movie, if you end up talking to a number of the different vendors, you'll be able to make contact with all the people that you need to transform the house you like into the home you'll love. And we've got a great group of vendors here today and tomorrow. Show hours today run until 6 p.m. And coming up at 2 o'clock, admission drops from $7 per person to $2 per person. So if you're driving around right now, you can head toward the Charleston Area Convention Center and wait until 2 o'clock and only pay $2 to get in. It's free parking also, which is really, really nice. And also, you can register to win one of three different $2,000 home improvement prize packages that we're giving away this weekend. And these are real giveaways. Sometimes you enter contests and you never hear from them again, and you're wondering, why did I take the time to do that? But three different locals will be walking away this weekend with each a different prize. Up for grabs, a $2,000 custom garage floor coating package from Carolina Flooring Specialists. Second lucky local will win a $2,000 lighting and ceiling fan package from Charleston Lighting and Interiors. And a third lucky local will win a $2,000 pergola or screen room enclosure from Express Sunrooms. So come on down to the Charleston Fall Home Show. We're here till 6 o'clock today. And then tomorrow, if you can't make it today, definitely come tomorrow. Show hours are 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. And now we're going to hear from Seth Newman with Port City Elevator. He's here this weekend. He's one of the Port City Elevator is one of the sponsors of this weekend's show. Let's listen up. And joining us on the phone right now is Seth Newman with Port City Elevator. And Port City Elevator, we are very proud to have as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Fall Home Show, which is happening August 27th through the 29th. Coming right up at the North Charleston Convention Center. And on the phone with us is Seth Newman. How you doing, Seth?
Hey, good. How about yourself?
Good, good. Seth, take a moment and tell everybody about Port City Elevator.
We're a local provider of residential elevators and accessibility equipment. We work with homeowners, builders, architects, really anybody to provide accessibility solutions to meet any kind of challenges.
Well, that's great. That's great. So let's talk about elevators for a second, because I think there still is a bit of a mindset amongst the public that elevators are really just for the upper crust, the people that are really have a lot of money. Do you find most people are surprised at the affordability of an elevator?
I think they are. The actual elevator installation could range, say, $20,000 to maybe $25,000, and could go up from there depending on how the elevator is configured and maybe some of the options that they put on for the actual elevator installation. Mm-hmm. That project total could go up if they are adding a elevator to an existing house. So the actual elevator is, a lot of times people will spend more on their cabinets and countertops than they might on a on a traditional elevator.
Right. Well, that leads me to my next question about does Port City Elevator get calls from homeowners that that are living in a home right now but do not have an elevator but want one?
We do, and we've actually seen a quite a bit of an uptick in the amount of those calls. If you're living in a house right now that does not have an elevator, you would have a couple of options. A lot of times you could have a contractor build the hoistway for us to install the elevator in. Sometimes when they were building the house to start with, they planned ahead and maybe stacked closets on top of each other.
Mm-hmm.
To be used as an elevator hoistway in the future. And then there's actually some products out there that do not actually require a traditional hoistway.
Hmm.
So it might cut down on some costs there.
Gotcha. And when you say hoistway, is that the elevator shaft?
That's correct.
Okay, gotcha. Correct. Yeah, I'm more familiar with that phrase than hoistway, but I like hoistway too. What advice would you have to homeowners that maybe are building a new house but don't feel like they have a direct need for an elevator right now but might in the future? Is that something they should try to work into part of the design of their home?
I think so, yeah. I would try to incorporate stacked closets. During the construction phase, I would have the contractor put in what's called the pit or a recess on the ground floor, and that would save a lot of money in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And if they do that by stacking the closet and having the pit installed, it's going to make it a lot easier in the future to install the elevator. And they could market that house as a elevator-ready house. If they ever go to sell the house.
Mm-hmm. That's true. And I've heard from real estate agents who have said that they're looking for a house with an elevator. And if especially these days, there's so many elevated houses that are being built, and they might be looking at an elevated house for sale. And then, which doesn't have an elevator or an elevator shaft, and down the street there's one with an elevator, and that could be the tipping point so it creates a really good sales feature for a home in the future, right?
Right, and it's not uncommon for us even right now to get calls from realtors that want us to come out and look at a property because it's on the market and they've had a lot of people pass on the house because it does not have an elevator, so the homeowners want to go ahead and put one in so that they can sell the house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, gotcha. And talk about the in the elevator world, you folks refer to the different floors that an elevator cab will visit as stops, correct?
Correct.
Is there a difference in price if you're going to like a one stop would be going up from the garage, if it's an elevated house, going up from the garage to like the first floor? Would that be considered a one stop?
That would be considered a two stop.
Two stop. Okay.
Basically, you could enter or exit the elevator on two different levels.
Gotcha. That makes sense. And so
that would be considered a two stop.
And is it more expensive if now you want the elevator to go up to the upstairs, not the first floor of an elevated house, but the second floor or maybe even a third floor?
It is a little bit more expensive, depending on how it's configured and everything like that. But you're generally speaking $1,000 to maybe $1,500 more.
Oh, okay. So it's not like twice the cost or something to have it go.
So in the grand scheme of things, I would have the elevator serve all the floors of the house.
Gotcha. And speaking of serving, if someone has an elevator but did not buy it from Port City Elevator, does Port City Elevator do any kind of servicing of existing elevators?
We can. There are some elevators that make it a little bit more challenging. Maybe they might have proprietary parts on it or programs. but we can definitely do routine maintenance and service on it.
Gotcha. And just in general terms, how much does an elevator cost typically?
Again, I think a ballpark figure would be anywhere from $20,000 to maybe $25,000.
Okay. All right. Well, so that's and a lot of people might be saying, if they're in their younger demographic in their 30s or 40s or 50s, they might be saying, well, I don't really need an elevator. We're all healthy and this and that. And I'm never surprised at how often we use our elevator at home. And Port City Elevators has been out to service our elevator, and we use it all the time. Bringing groceries up from the garage to the first level where the kitchen is and things like that. And sometimes if furniture will fit into an elevator, I don't know if that's a no-no or not, but because I'm sure there are weight limits on all these home elevators, right?
Right. Most of them are going to be anywhere from 900 to 1,000 pounds of lifting capacity.
Gotcha. Well, that's good to hear. Well, good. Well, do you find what kind, if a homeowner wanted to customize the cab, are there different options to do that?
There are. And really the sky's the limit. There are options for, different wall panels. A lot of times we can supply a unfinished wood wall panel that could be stained, painted, wallpaper. A lot of times, especially in new construction, they will run the same kind of trim package into the elevators, what they have in the rest of the house. Mm. Of course, now we see shiplap in the elevators. So there's really been a lot more options available to homeowners for that, to really personalize it.
Do you ever get to see some of these finished cabs after the fact, because you and your staff at Port City Elevator, you're involved with the nuts and bolts of installing an elevator, and then a homeowner might be hiring someone to finish the and customize the cab itself.
We do. I mean, we've really seen a lot of creative elevators here, probably in the past 2 years. Again, from shiplap to the fixture selections, glass control panels, black and stainless steel fixtures. It's really been interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm sure I don't have the right term for this, but we were going to our elevator came with it's sort of like a scissor type. What would you call that when you close the interior part of the cab?
The scissor gate.
Scissor gate. Oh, okay, good. I was halfway there, and we were a little worried about like. The kids putting their fingers in it or something like that. So there's lots of different options. And what if somebody is, do you ever come across anyone that might be a little bit claustrophobic about getting into an elevator cab?
Yeah. And there's ways that we can circumvent that. We have put windows in the actual elevator cab itself, mm-hmm. In which they could also put a window in their elevator shaft. So there's ways that we can open that up as best as we can.
Yeah. Well, what will you be displaying at the Charleston Fall Home Show?
Really just kind of showcasing the products that we do offer, mm-hmm. and the options and services that we can provide. And also letting people know that Port City Elevator, we've made it through COVID up until this point, kind of unscathed. Mm-hmm. And are still here.
Good.
Ready to help them out in any way that we can.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, that's great to hear. Well, how can folks can come out to the Charleston Fall Home Show, obviously, August 27th through the 29th. But if they wanted to give you a call or get some more information about Port City Elevator, how would they do that?
They can reach us online at portcityelevator.com. They can give us a call at 843-729-1006, and we'd love to help them out.
All right, good deal. Well, we have been talking with Seth Newman with Port City Elevator, and make sure to come out and see Port City Elevator at the Charleston Fall Home Show going on August 27th through the 29th at the North Charleston Convention Center. And special thanks to Port City Elevator for being one of the sponsors of the Charleston Fall Home Show. Thanks so much, Seth.
Hey, thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and we're here at the Charleston Fall Home Show. It's going on right now until 6 o'clock, and we just heard an interview from one of the sponsors of the Charleston Fall Home Show, Seth Newman with Port City Elevator. And coming up, we've got an interview with another one of our the sponsors of the Charleston Fall Home Show, Chris Doris with Shelf Genie. We'll hear from him in just a minute. But I wanted to just bring you up to speed on a few things that you might be interested in and in knowing about the Charleston Fall Home Show. Show hours today run until 6 o'clock. At 2 o'clock, admission drops from $7 per person to $2 per person. So between 2 and 6 today, it's a pittance, $2 to come to the Charleston Fall Home Show, and a very small investment to meet your next contractor. And we've got a great group of vendors this weekend that are here at the Charleston Fall Home Show, and they have given up their weekend to offer expert advice and talk to you about your project. And this is really a great chance. Sometimes homeowners are wondering, what's my first step? Where should I go first to kind of get things going? And you can come to the Charleston Fall Home Show this weekend and jumpstart your project and get all the contacts that you need for whatever project you've got around the house. If you can't make it today, show hours on Sunday are 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. And starting at 11 a.m., get here early because we've got a promotion tomorrow. We're giving away 300 free flashlights from Lowe's and ABC News 4. And these are $20 Lux Pro flashlights, high-quality flashlights. These are flashlights that home professionals would love to have. And we're doing this because it's hurricane season. And, you know, when the lights go out, when the power goes out during a storm, you definitely want to have a good quality flashlight around. And who doesn't need a flashlight, either for your car or inside that junk drawer in your kitchen or something like that. While you are here, and so we're giving away 300 of those flashlights tomorrow morning starting at 11 o'clock to the first 300 families that pay the $7 admission to come to the show. Also, you can win one of three different $2,000 home improvement prize packages that we're giving away, including a $2,000 custom garage floor coating package from Carolina Flooring Specialists. And they're here this weekend. You can talk to them about transforming your garage into a better space. A $2,000 lighting and ceiling fan package from Charleston Lighting and Interiors, or a $2,000 pergola or screen room enclosure from Express Sunrooms. And all three of these $2,000 prizes will be won by local people right here in Charleston. And so we'll be doing the drawing on Monday morning. So come to the Charleston Fall Home Show, register to win one of those prizes. We've got our free design consultations with architects and interior designers going on this afternoon and also on Sunday. And so if you would like to sit down and discuss your project, get some excellent professional advice for free from an interior designer or an architect, you can stop by today and just mention to one of the Charleston Home and Design Magazine staff that you'd like to meet with an interior designer or an architect to talk about your project. And you'd be surprised how much you can get accomplished in 20 to 30 minutes. And come prepared if you can. Bring some house plans or measurements of your floor plans of a room, any samples that you might have, cabinet samples, paint samples, and they will. One of the main things that the interior designers have done this weekend is offering advice on color schemes, and they've got a paint fan deck. Each of the interior designers, where they're able to help you. Nobody wants to make a mistake with, you know, as you flow from one room to another. You want your colors to flow as well. So come on down. Today the show goes on until 6 o'clock, and tomorrow show hours are 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Go to charlestonfallhomeshow.com, charlestonfallhomeshow.com for more information and free parking. And now let's hear from Chris Doris with Shelf Genie, one of the other sponsors of the Charleston Fall Home Show. And joining us here at the offices of Charleston Home and Design Magazine is Chris Doris with Shelf Genie. How are you doing, Chris?
I'm doing very well today, Tim. Thank you very much for having me.
You bet. First of all, Chris, I want to thank you and Shelf Genie for being a sponsor for the Charleston Fall Home Show, which is coming up next weekend, August 27th through the 29th. At the North Charleston Convention Center, and so thanks so much to Shelf Genie Shelf Genie has sponsored many of our previous home shows that we organize. So really appreciate Shelf Genie being a part of the show, and take a moment and tell everybody about Shelf Genie.
Well, Shelf Genie is a national franchise. The company has been in business over 20 years. We're franchised all across the U.S. and into Canada. And we really focus on accessibility and organization for people's cabinets and pantries, bathroom vanities, those types of things.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And so talk about a typical situation where Shelf Genie will get a call and visit a homeowner's kitchen or bathroom or pantry, and what is the current situation, and how does Shelf Genie typically help that homeowner?
Well, homeowners that have an issue will reach out, request a free design appointment. One of our designers will actually come to the person's home, talk about what some of their issues are, what their frustrations are, things that they would like to see in their kitchen. The designer will actually look at what they're trying to store in those cabinets, how they utilize their kitchen, and make recommendations how to best make that kitchen accessible and organized for that person.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And when I have had cabinets before that did not have pull-out shelves, and it's almost a bit of a mystery what kinds of kitchen equipment is located in some of those bottom cabinets way in the back that you normally have to get down on your hands and knees in order to access. And how does Shelf Genie turn that around?
Well, Shelf Genie is great at helping you organize your space, be it your kitchen, bathroom, or pantry areas. But one of the main things that we bring to the table is we actually make all those areas accessible. So you can actually bring everything outside of those cabinets or outside of that pantry where you can see everything that's in there. No more getting down on your hands and knees trying to dig in the back of your cabinets and find out what's back there. I mean, there's so many people that have stuff that gets pushed in the back of the cabinet and they don't see it for years.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to alleviate that problem and make it where people can actually use their kitchen and enjoy their time in that space.
So Shelf Genie is taking out, removing fixed shelves that may be in the cabinet now, and installing shelves that pull out. Can you kind of describe the shelves themselves that pull out from Shelf Genie?
Yeah, so we offer several different levels of shelves, different types of material. All of our shelving is built here in the U.S. in our own plants. Everything's custom made to fit a person's cabinets. And while we may go into 10 houses that are laid out exactly the same floor plan, the same cabinets, every solution will be different because it's based on what that person has to store and how they use their kitchen. We can typically get you 50 to 75% more storage space in that area, but we can actually sometimes even double or triple your space just based on the spacing of the shelves.
Mm-hmm.
Typically in your lower cabinets, you'll have one little middle shelf there. And sometimes we can actually get three glide outs in that same space, depending on what the person is trying to store. So it's not just utilizing what you've got, it's making it better and sometimes increasing your space by adding more storage to it.
Very good. Talk about the what kind of quality are the glide outs that Shelf Genie will be installing?
Everything is super high quality. We don't make anything that is a builder grade. Everything that we do is an upgrade from that. We have products that are made from Baltic birch all the way up to furniture grade hardwoods. We have side mount rails, under mount rails, soft close. Really, whatever the person is looking for, we can actually fit the bill for that and design something that is specific to their particular needs.
Dovetail joints, that's like one of those catchphrases that many people are familiar with and seem to be a little higher quality than, you know, maybe pull out drawers or things like that are that are not dovetailed. Is that something Shelf Genie has?
Yes, our designer series comes in three different stain colors plus white. It's all furniture grade hardwoods, dovetailed construction, and also comes with Bloom undermount rails that are soft close.
Mm-hmm. For somebody, maybe a listener that hasn't heard that phrase or doesn't know what a dovetail joint is, can you describe that?
A dovetail joint is basically just a furniture type joinery used in carpentry. Where you eliminate the use of nails and glues to hold things together. The product is actually made similar to a puzzle, a jigsaw puzzle, and just kind of fits together and holds itself in place.
Gotcha.
Very, very pretty joint, very, very nice construction.
Right, and stands up a lot better than if it's not dovetailed.
It does, yes, and we offer a lifetime warranty on that product because we know it's not going to fail.
What if somebody you told me before we started the interview that a typical customer for Shelf Genie is typically female and maybe 55 years or older, which makes perfect sense. And I have to, and I'm sure you'd agree, there's nobody likes to get down on their hands and knees to, you know, so it I'm sure there's a lot of other people who would be interested in the Shelf Genie glide out shelves. But let's say that you have a homeowner that bakes a lot and has like a big mixing mixer and bowl and everything like that. What would you typically recommend for them?
There are a couple different things that we can recommend based on how their kitchen's laid out and what their product actually looks like. We have mixer lifts if people have big KitchenAid mixers down in their cabinets that can actually lift that up to counter height for them. We offer the glide outs, and we have different styles, different heights depending on what you're trying to store there. And we can make it just where it's more accessible, where that product comes completely out of the cabinet, very easy to access and lift up to what you need to use.
Gotcha. So it's not just glide out shelves. Your Shelf Genie is providing a solution, and it might be it's going to include glide out shelves, but it also might be the mixer lift that you mentioned. I think I saw that in action at a homeowner's house a while back. And can you kind of describe how that works?
Yeah, so basically the mixer lift, it goes down into a cabinet. It is spring loaded. Pretty high capacity. I believe it's like 100-pound capacity. You put your mixer or whatever it is on top of it, and the customer just reaches down and very easily pulls on that, and it will actually pull out and come up to counter height, meet the height of their cabinet. So they can actually use it there, never have to move it, take it off. When they're finished, they just gently push it back down. And it goes back into their cabinet for storage.
Well, that's great. You know, if something is difficult to use, people will shy away from it. Versus if it's easily accessible, as the term that you use, it doesn't become an issue. People will want to utilize their kitchen more and more.
Absolutely, absolutely. It makes a big difference. And that's what we want to focus on, is taking the frustration out of people's kitchens or pantries or bathrooms and make those areas more enjoyable to work in and to use.
Can the Shelf Genie glide out shelves, can they be installed in any kind of cabinetry?
They can, because they're custom made. There's no standard sizes. We're not just storing this stuff in a warehouse. We actually custom make every order based on the measurements of their particular cabinets and their space. So our goal is to maximize the amount of space. We don't want any wasted space there. So we maximize the size of our glide outs to fit their space, to give them every inch of usability they can get.
A lot of people have built-in cabinetry that surround a fireplace, for example. Has Shelf Genie ever installed any kind of glide-out shelves in that kind of cabinetry?
We have. We've done a lot of entertainment centers. We've also done a lot of furniture pieces. People may have a piece of a family heirloom or antique furniture, and we've actually put glide-outs inside of those things as well. And a lot of times our stain colors will match up with a particular stain color that they may have. But we can add some functionality to heirloom pieces or standard furniture pieces as well.
I'm just thinking, I definitely need to give Shelf Genie a call. Last weekend, I was down on my hands and knees in the entertainment center that near our TV. And, you know, we have a heavy amplifier down there that powers the surround sound and everything. And I was trying to hook something up. And I'm in there with a flashlight. I'm sure you have customers, too, that have a flashlight that they have to look at their whatever's in that base cabinet.
And imagine how much easier that would be if you could have had it glide out of the cabinet where you can access everything out in the light, where you can see to it, you can easily access those cords in the back.
Yeah. That is very appealing because people generally don't like to bend down as a rule, and
well, they don't like it. And when you get my age, it becomes a little more of an issue. I mean, I've got some knee problems. You know, getting up and getting down are a lot harder than they used to be. Mm-hmm. So it really makes life a lot easier, able to access those areas that, you know, that you may have difficulty getting to.
Right. We mentioned the kitchen is an obvious place for Shelf Genie glide out shelves. Within the entertainment center, what other parts of the house has Shelf Genie helped homeowners with?
Well, as part of the kitchen, also pantries. We do cabinet pantries, of course. We also do closet pantries. You know, people may have something, you know, similar to the size of a coat closet or something like that that they actually use for pantry space. We can do glide outs there to help them maximize that space, give them a lot more storage, and make it easy to access and see everything that you've got in there. We also do a lot of bathrooms, bathroom vanities, linen closets, things like that, making those areas more enjoyable and accessible for customers.
How many other Shelf Genie locations are there throughout the U.S.? Any ballpark idea?
Just roughly throughout the U.S. I think we've got 60-some-odd locations, and then we've got quite a few up in Canada as well.
Good. So if there's ever a need, if there's ever a problem or anyone needs to talk to somebody with Shelf Genie, there's plenty of opportunity for that.
Absolutely. Somebody's always available to talk to you via email or via the telephone. You can call our telephone number anytime, and we can actually help you out. And if you happen not to be in the area, you know, maybe you're visiting Charleston and hear this, but you live in another area of the country, you know, you can also reach out to our website, shelfgenie.com, and find the location that's near you.
Excellent. If somebody wanted to give Shelf Genie a call, in addition to visiting your website, what's a good number to reach you?
They can reach us here locally. Our number is 843-890-0542.
And once again on the web?
Shelfgenie.com/Charleston.
All right, great. Talking about a home, talking about a home. Talking about me and you. Things we'll do or said a home. Talking about a home. Not talking about a one night stand. I want to be your man. I said a home. Yeah, I'm talking about a wedding ring and the whole damn thing. I said a home. Talking about a home.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured in today's show or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Tune in again next week.